Hey, it's Christine from Storyworthy, and today I'm bringing you a preview of another show that I think you might enjoy. It's called I Hate My Boss. Can you relate? I can relate, that's for sure. Now, from time to time, I like to lend my feed to my network, Wondery. You know, Wondery is always producing new programming, and they're on the very cutting edge of podcasting. And right now, they've got this new show, I Hate My Boss. Have you ever worked for a boss who can't make up his mind and then blames you for it? It's so frustrating, and you're not alone. But who do you talk to about that? Where do you get workplace advice? So there's this new podcast from Wondery, like I said, called I Hate My Boss, where two workplace heroes help you make the big decisions, sort through the small stuff, and get more fulfillment from your workplace. It's about people who go to work, who are part of a team, who respect their bosses for the most part, but sometimes really need to escape. You'll definitely meet characters that you can relate to or who you actually know, and I Hate My Boss will help you deal with them. So here's a special preview of the first episode. I really liked it myself. It makes me laugh, and it makes me think of all the jobs I've had, you know? I mean, as a waitress, as a flight attendant, as a lifeguard, as a tour guide. I mean, I have done so many things, and I've had so many bosses. So this show really resonates with me. Now, to hear the rest of episode 1 and episode 2, go and subscribe to I Hate My Boss wherever you guys listen to podcasts. And don't forget, you guys, make it a story-worthy week.
From Wondery, this is I Hate My Boss, workplace drama, comedic relief. I'm Liz Dolan.
And I'm Larry Seal, and welcome to our first episode. Our show's here to help everybody, managers, employees, everybody in between, in feeling more fulfilled and feeling more satisfied in that crazy, confusing place called work.
You know, it's my experience in the many different kinds of jobs I've had and all the places that I've worked. The essential difference between really enjoying what you do at the office every day, loving your job, is the people. The people you are working around, do you communicate well with them? Do you collaborate well? Are they people that you would kind of be friends with? The people dynamics can set the whole rest of it.
You bet. And when people talk about leaving their jobs, the thing that always is the hardest for them is, I don't want to leave the people here.
Yeah, I would say that some of the best friends in my life I've made at work, but also some of the most annoying people in my life also at work.
Completely agree.
So where do you go for career advice, actually, when you need direction or perspective? Your coworkers, they're not neutral. They have their own angles, right? And your family and friends, they don't know. I mean, they try to be helpful, but they don't really know because they are not in the trenches with you. So that's where we come in. I've spent many years running marketing at global organizations, big ones including Nike, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and National Geographic Channels. So I've been in many cultures. I've had many bosses. They've been good and bad, mainly good. I've probably been both good and bad. I also hope mainly good. Plus, in a whole other side of my life, I run a media company with my sisters. We produce podcasts and books as the Satellite Sisters. And, you know, family businesses, that's a completely different kind of dynamic than you would get, say, in a corporate workplace. And some of you listening no doubt know that because you're in a family business. Larry?
Well, my official job title is executive coach, which means I help leaders in business around communication and interpersonal issues. I do work at small startups as well as big companies like Google and Disney. And what I'm looking to do is help people be happier and more satisfied in their workplaces, no matter if you're starting out or whether you're a senior leader.
So on I Hate My Boss, you'll hear from me and Larry, but then we'll have other people drop in too. Special guests who have their own takes on specific issues. For instance, later in this episode, I talked to executive recruiter Jim Citrin. He leads Spencer Stewart's North American CEO practice. He really knows what he's talking about, Larry. So before we get started, though, let's play a little bit of a game. You know, the title of our show is I Hate My Boss. If you're listening, you might have listened because you saw that title and thought, yes, they're
been
talking
there.
About me.
Been there.
So we recently did a survey to see how people really feel about their boss. And it turns out most of us like them. The ones that hate their boss total less than 10%.
Wow.
You know, that makes sense to me. I've had up and down, good and bad, but it's the minority of times I felt like I was working for someone I didn't really respect or like. Hate is a strong word.
I'm glad to hear that stat, actually. I would have said it was a bit higher. That's great.
Well, okay, well, now let's get into the details. Because when we changed the language a little bit and asked people if they ever thought or said the words,
oh,
I hate my boss. In other words, committed the sin in their heart. those numbers changed a lot. Take a guess, Larry. Do you think it was 40%, 60%, 80%, or none of the above?
Back in school, when I had the multiple choices, I always defaulted to the middle answer. So I'm going to go 60% when not sure.
And that got you this far in your career, so you are sticking with it.
Precisely. Look how well that served me. I'm going to go B, 60%.
No, the answer is actually 40%. People are generally seeking and finding some satisfaction in the workplace. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to use the word hate, and I kind of feel that way. So to get a reference, we asked them to compare how they feel about their boss to other things in their life. For instance, which of the following do you hate more than you hate your boss? A specific politician, a specific body part,
ooh,
your cable company, or none of the above?
Oh, man. Cable company is so tempting. I got to go. I'm going to break my rule. I'm going to go for the last one. Cable company.
You're right. That seems obvious. But actually, people hate all of those things more than they hate their boss.
Huh.
So we're happier than we think. But if you're one of those people who does have a problem with your boss, we want to hear about it. And we've got stories on this show from people who we think will make you feel a little bit better. We're all in this together. And every other episode, we'll have a comedy segment set in the world of a fictional ad agency called Pen and Pencil. You'll probably see some of the drama and issues you see at your job, and you might recognize some of the people in your life in these characters. For better or worse.
Now, Jonathan Penn is the founder of the company. He doesn't show up much, but he's usually at the center of the gossip. And that got heightened when he married Dee Penn, a former employee half his age.
Oh, that's a real zinger.
Lisa Hamilton, she's the CEO at Pen and Pencil. She is a high-conflict person, and she likes to keep people on their toes.
But fear is a fantastic motivator.
And then there's Chuck Stone. He's our COO. He's risk-averse, and he's passive-aggressive.
I don't think it's cowardly. I think it's smart.
He doesn't have a lot of power in the agency, except that he does have the power to make sure nothing happens without his say-so.
Ivan Mercado is the creative director.
I have big plans for my Peace, Love, Windex campaign. It'll spread to every international market and take over the world.
I gotta say, I've met Ivan Mercado many times in real life. He is charming, but he is a total egomaniac. It is me, me, me with Ivan. Then there's Stacey Wiseman, the accounts director.
It's cute, but you should have been working.
She is smart. She's dependable. She is really focused on her career, and she's great at it. So she has this love-hate thing happening with Ivan. I guess they need each other. I don't know. Matt Starr is a copywriter.
I took this job as a safety job to pay bills while I worked on my stand-up. And like an idiot, I just worked the job, which I'm now losing.
Everybody likes him. He took the job as a backup. He really wants to be a comedian. But now he is spending so much time working because he's good at it and he just cares too much. Jessica Taylor is the office assistant, who is the queen of the side hustle.
Here's a flyer for Honeycomb Island this Saturday. Bring all your crunchy granola friends and their money.
She knows how to be liked and feared. And she also knows there is more to life than work.
Now today, something's up at the office. No one seems to know what's really going on, and the rumors are spreading like wildfire. Let's take a listen. And then Liz and I will be back with a discussion about how you can best deal with change and fear in your work environment. A quick warning, there'll be some language in the segment that may not be appropriate if you're listening around kids.
So I'll be the account director for the whole campaign. Very excited to be working with you again. I look forward to seeing you in the office.
Great. Thank you, Stacy. Oh, and Ivan will be at the meeting, right?
Ivan is the creative director, so yes, he will be.
Good, good. Quick follow-up. Is he single or... I'll rephrase. Is he down?
Stacy?
I'll look into that. Talk to you later. Ivan, you were supposed to be on that call.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I just saw the most wondrous photographs. It was of a cat whose eyes bulged from his head, but his tongue hangs so comically.
So you're late because you were looking at pictures of Lil Bub on the internet, and you think that's okay?
Yes, that's his name, Lil Bub. He's so full of life.
Well, the call's over. We covered what sort of media they should buy and whether you were single.
Facebook ads. And I always swipe right.
That makes sense. Well, that's all I have. Do you have anything?
I do. Remember? I am taking the creative team for a quarterly mobile offsite brainstorm.
Oh, no. Are you seriously going back to Sir Speedy's go-karts and games over in Jersey?
I am simply doing what I can to keep our company's muses inspired. Sir Speedy's is very inspiring.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you how to waste company money. I'm not your boss.
Correct. We're simply colleagues with a mutual appreciation for Lil Bub.
What? I never said that. I'm actually more of a Marnie the Dog kind of girl. Listen, it's up to you, but I would reschedule that go-kart trip. Jonathan and Dee Penn are coming in this afternoon.
Really? Jonathan hasn't been in the office in 6 months. Why is he coming?
I was hoping you knew. If he hasn't told either of us, it's probably best not to tell the whole office. So, please don't?
Oh, no. So, we're done?
Meeting adjourned.
Jessica, are you in the middle of something? I have an errand I need you to run.
Yeah, hold on a second, Ivan. I'm busy.
You don't look busy. You look like you're just browsing Facebook.
Oh, I'm busy. I have to set up this invite to Honeycomb Island.
What is Honeycomb Island?
It's an alternative beekeeping festival I run in Coney Island each month. It's for people who are into organic honey. Or, you know, for chicks and dudes who just like bees.
You're a beekeeper as well as an assistant? Wow. How very entrepreneurial of you.
Yeah, I got Elon Musk's biography from Audible and listened to it on the train. I figured that guy's got the whole space thing covered, so I'm gonna try for bees. Now I get that cheddar by making that honey.
That is very industrious of you.
Gotta have my side hustles, man. Working here doesn't pay enough alone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you feel underpaid.
Yeah, I'm broke, but I also downloaded The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck from Audible, so go ahead and underpay me. I don't give a fuck.
Ah, another audiobook. I prefer to read my books more efficiently. I skim the synopsis on Amazon until I get the point. Hmm?
Okay, cool story. What did you come over here for?
I need you to stock the office fridge with those fruit drinks with chia seeds in them.
Oh, really? Why is that?
No reason. They're just delicious.
Oh, really? Because last time you made me get those was, like, last March. Right before Jonathan Penn came into the office. They're his favorite. Is he coming in today?
What? No. No, you're putting words in my mouth. I simply desire the refreshing taste of a beverage that has plant seeds in it. I said nothing more.
I know a lie when I hear a lie. You're lying.
I am not. And don't tell anyone that I said anything more. I didn't. I only wish to drink and gorge seeds and fruit juice.
Okay, you got it. I won't say you said anything.
Thank you. I'll be in my office if you have any questions.
If I have any questions about chia seed drinks, nah, man, I think I got this. Hey, Matt.
Sup, Jess? Do those clinking bottles mean we're doing champagne or martinis or something?
I know you'd love to work at Sterling Cooper, bud, but look at your computer screen. You're writing copy for adult diapers, so no, this isn't alcohol.
Wait. Those are chia drinks. Is Jonathan coming in?
Who else drinks this crap?
Oh, God, if Jonathan's coming in, it's got to be some big announcement. Are we getting fired?
I don't know about that, man. It's probably...
I think we're getting fired. Oh, God, I'm getting fired. I got to update my resume.
You're overreacting, dude.
Easy for you to say. You've got like 5 or 6 other gigs on the side.
Speaking of, here's a flyer for Honeycomb Island this Saturday. Bring all your crunchy granola friends and their money.
I took this job as a safety job to pay bills while I worked on my stand-up. And like an idiot, I just worked the job, which I'm now losing. I haven't been to an open mic in months. I have no idea when I last updated my stand-up website.
Whoa, is that your website? It looks like a GeoCities page from the 1996.
The 1996? You're 26. How do you know what a GeoCities page looks like?
Oh, please. I read nostalgia lists on BuzzFeed all day at work, and so do you. Wait, why is there a clip art of a microphone with eyes and a mouth on your page?
When you click on it, it plays a WAV file of one of my jokes. It hasn't been updated in years.
I am tired of hearing news about Iraq. I want to hear news about Shaq! Can we do that, George W. Bush?
Get off the stage!
Wait, why didn't you edit the heckler out?
I thought it would be good for posterity.
No. That's not a good joke. The heckler's right.
Damn it! I'm no good at comedy and I'm getting fired. I'm so screwed.
What's wrong? Why would you be screwed?
Oh, hey, Chuck. Didn't hear you walk up.
I have very soft feet.
What'd you just say?
Why is Matt screwed?
Oh, no reason. I just...
What is on your computer screen? Does your computer have a virus?
No, it's an old website I made before I worked here.
I see. And does Jessica have chia drinks? Uh-oh. Jonathan's coming in, isn't he? Oh, that's bad.
Hang on, Chuck. We don't know what...
Don't worry. I've planned for this sort of thing. All right. I've sent everyone a PDF of a fake Excel worksheet. Please put it on your desktop to look busy when Jonathan arrives.
I'm a copywriter. I don't work with spreadsheets.
Oh, God. Lisa's coming out. Don't screw me on this one, okay, Matt? Just do it.
Oh, hey, Lisa. We're just hard at work. What's up?
I know that to be false, Matt. Chuck just sent out his cowardly look busy PDF to the whole office. You are not busy.
I don't think it's cowardly. I think it's smart.
Oh, Chuck, if you have something to say, use your big boy voice, please.
Oh, I said...
Not now, Chuck. I'm speaking. May I have everyone's attention, please? Clearly, you're all speculating about why Jonathan and D-Pen are coming to the office today. As your CEO, I think it's my duty to tell you what I know. Also, I'd like you to stop freaking out so I can focus on my work. Jonathan has sold 51% of Pen and Pencil to a global agency. So, congratulations are in order. Your hard work has led to a successful sale of the company. I will now take questions.
Oh, me.
Yes, yeah. Ivan.
Do you know which agency we've been sold to?
I do not. Huh. Remarkably, Jonathan didn't think it important to tell his CEO that. All I know is that they're a multinational and have their headquarters in another country. Yes, Stacy?
Does this mean that some of our existing clients are about to become conflicts?
Almost certainly. I trust you'll navigate the transition accordingly. Yes, Matt?
So this is good, right? If we were sold, it's because our work was good. That means we're doing valuable work and there's nothing to fear.
Oh, what a ridiculous thing to say. Of course there's something to fear. Employees get axed in mergers all the time. But fear is a fantastic motivator. So please, tell everyone in your departments they have much to fear. I hope you have a productive day, that is all.
So who bought Pen and Pencil? If you want to know what's going to happen to their employees and how you should respond to change in your own workplace, go to the feed of I Hate My Boss now. Download and listen to the complete episodes 1 and 2 and hit subscribe.
Just search in your podcast app for I Hate My Boss, or swipe or tap on the cover art of this podcast and you'll find a link. We'll be there waiting for you. And don't forget to subscribe.